Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance Company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 14 is Close Enough Construction Company, LLC. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90 FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of Hour 13. In fifth place with 1,930 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 2,020 points is Tin Man. In third place with 2,050 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. In second place with 2,070 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. And in first place with 2,090 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. Here are the values of questions in Hour 13. Question 1 is worth 20 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 0 points. Question 6 is worth 35 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 65 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 13. Question 1 is worth 20 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth no points. Question 6 is worth 35 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 65 points. Question 1 for Hour 15. In what big screen flick would you find the lengthy, high-spirited song and dance number Step in Time? Once again, the first question for Hour 15 of Trivia 44 is, in what big screen flick would you find the lengthy, high-spirited song and dance number Step in Time?
Trivia 44 and Dana Sheffin. Oh.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me.
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
the middle of question one of hour 15 of Trivia 44. In what big screen flick would you find the lengthy, high-spirited song and dance number, Step in Time? Back. That is the end of question one of hour 15. In what big screen flick would you find the lengthy, high-spirited song and dance number Step in Time? The answer? Mary Poppins. On to question two of hour 15. At the beginning of the Loretta Young Show, a gentleman is seen carrying a stack of envelopes into her television living room and placing them on a tray on a table. According to those that are seen on the screen, what is the value of the stamp on each of these envelopes? Once again, question two of hour 15. At the beginning of the Loretta Young Show, a gentleman is seen carrying a stack of envelopes into her television living room and placing them on a tray on a table. According to those that are seen on the screen, what is the value of the stamp on each of these envelopes?
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails and quick and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say, we ain't the nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes.
Even though the sound of it is nothing quite a troubleshoot, if you say it loud enough, you'll always have a cold.
He traveled all around the world, and everywhere he went, he'd use his word and always say, there goes a clever gent.
When Duke's and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and leave me off three after two.
Woo!
Socius alexiistic magicali Rupert, but that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
Indubitably.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word, and then you've got a lot to say. You'd better use it carefully, or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is, too.
We are in the middle of question two of hour 15. At the beginning of the Loretta Young Show, a gentleman is seen carrying a stack of envelopes into her television living room and placing them on a tray on a table. According to those that are seen on screen, what is the value of the stamp on each of these envelopes? Down. That is the end of question two. At the beginning of the Loretta Young Show, a gentleman is seen carrying a stack of envelopes into her television living room and placing them on a tray on a table. According to those that are seen on screen, what is the value of the stamps on each of these envelopes? The answer, 3 cents. Once again, the answer to question two of hour 15 is 3 cents. This is Trivia Stone Clue Group A, clue number 4. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 4. From where you are, continue down the road. Go past Casa. Turn left when you have to turn. Now turn right. Go past the wagon wheel, the heart, and the antlers. The eagle has landed. Go past the bottle 3. Turn left after dog. Turn left after 8 feet. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 4. From where you are, continue down the road. Go past Casa. Turn left when you have to turn. Now turn right. Go past the wagon wheel, the heart, and the antlers. The eagle has landed. Go past the bottle tree. Turn left after dog. Turn left after 8 feet. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team players' parts. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path. The Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores. In this Friday's edition, Galaxy Comics, Games, and More. Your Dart and Disc Golf Supply Headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobby Sports, season to season, year to year when it comes to sports. You'll find it here. And Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, in 1850 Plover Road, Plover. Now on to question 3 of Hour 15 of Trivia 44. A recording artist has been a member of the doo-wop group Danny and the Memories. He went on to be a member of several successful groups as well as a successful solo career. What is the first and last name of this artist? Once again, question 3 of Hour 15. A recording artist has been a member of the doo-wop group Danny and the Memories. He went on to be a number of several successful groups, as well as a successful solo career. What is the first and last name of this artist? Good luck.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving.
question 3 of our 15. A recording artist had been a member of the doo-wop group Danny and the Memories. He went on to be a member of several successful groups, as well as a successful solo career. What is the first and last name of this artist?
One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another. Together, songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment. Telling me what my heart meant. The heat of the moment. Showed in your eyes. And now you find yourself in 82. The disco hotspot holds the charm for you. Can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch the pull and ride the dragon's wings. Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Down. That is the end of question 3. A recording artist has been a member of the doo-wop group Danny and the Memories. He went on to be a member of several successful groups, as well as a successful solo career. What is the first and last name of this artist? The answer, Neil Young. Once again, the answer to question 3 of hour 15 is Neil Young. Now on to question 4. There are many superstitious things that sports fans will do to root their team onto victory. These superstitious actions don't always make sense. In fact, it's only weird if it doesn't work. What is the brand and name of the beverage which reinforces this point? Once again, question 4 of hour 15. There are many superstitious things that sports fans will do to root their team onto victory. These superstitious actions don't always make sense. In fact, it's only weird if it doesn't work. What is the brand and name of the beverage, which reinforces this point. Cluck. Listening to Trivia 44. That's not all, folks, and we are in the middle of question 4 of hour 15. There are many superstitious things that sports fans will do to root their team on to victory. These superstitious actions don't always make sense. In fact, it's only weird if it doesn't work. What is the brand and name of the beverage which reinforces this point?
Well, I wanna da-da-da-da love it. Oh, well, I wanna da-da-da-da hug it. So, baby, can't you see that you were meant for me? I want your loving, yes, sirree. Oh, well, I wanna da-da-da-da hug it. Oh, well, I wanna da-da-da-da kiss it. So, baby, please proceed to give the love I need. I want your loving, yes, indeed. Oh, well, I want you, I love you, I need you so much. Why don't you give up with that magic touch? You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want your loving, baby, all the time. Oh, well, I wanna kiss it. So, baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you better run. I love you, I need you so much. Why don't you give up with that magic touch? You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want you loving, baby, all the time. I bet I wanna love it. I bet I wanna da-da-da-da hugging. So baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you better run. I want no more, da-da-da-da loving. Oh, baby, I want no more, da-da-da-da hugging. But baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you bet well. I need your loving, oh, you bet well. I want your loving, oh, you bet well. I need your loving, oh, you bet well. I want your loving, oh, you bet well. I need your loving, oh.
Phones down in the back. Phones down. That is the end of question four. There are many superstitious things that sports fans will do to root their team onto victory. These superstitious actions don't always make sense. In fact, it's only weird if it doesn't work. What is the brand and name of the beverage which reinforces that point? The answer, Bud Light. Once again, the answer to that question is Bud Light.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, Trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
On to question five of our 15. Two characters in an animated short were on their way to Pismo Beach to get all the clams they could eat, but took a left turn at Albuquerque and ended up in ancient Baghdad near a treasure cave. What are the first and last names of these two characters? Once again, question five of our 15. Two characters in an animated short were on their way to Pismo Beach to get all the clams they could eat, but took a left turn at Albuquerque and ended up in ancient Baghdad near a treasure cave. What are the first and last names of these two characters?
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I've been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby.
We are in the middle of question five. Two characters in an animated short were on their way to Pismo Beach to get all the clams they could eat, but took a left turn at Albuquerque and ended up in ancient Baghdad near Treasure Cave. What are the first and last names of these two characters?
Hello, sir. stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the prairie sky is wide and high.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the sage in bloom is like perfume.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
reminds me of the one I love.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The coyotes wail along the trail.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The rabbits rush around the brush.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The cowboys cry, "Hi, yippee-yi!"
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The dogies ball and ball and ball.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The sage in bloom is like perfume.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
reminds me of the one I love.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Phones down in the back. Phones down. That is the end of question five. Two characters in an animated short were on their way to Pismo Beach to get all the clams they could eat, but took a left turn at Albuquerque and ended up in ancient Baghdad near a treasure cave. What are the first and last names of these two characters? The answer, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Once again, the answer to that question, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Now on to question six. Big screen character Sergeant Stedenki was on patrol, trying to locate the goods for a big bust. He had a code word, which he used to ensure that all transmissions were on the up and up. What is that code word? Once again, on to question six. Big screen character Sergeant Stedenki was on patrol, trying to locate the goods for the big bust. He had a code word, which he used to ensure that all the transmissions were on the up and up. What is that code word? Good luck.
Moving forward, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world rushing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You see the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt. Dream of better lives, the kind which never fades. Wrapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Never comprehending a race that long gone by. All the time. There's nothing you and I won't do.
in the middle of question 6 of Trivia 44. Big screen character Sergeant Studenki was on patrol, trying to locate the goods for a big bust. He had a code word which was used to ensure that all transmissions were on the up and up. What is that code word? Down. That is the end of question 6. Big screen character Sergeant Studenki was on patrol trying to locate the goods for a big bust. He had a code word which was used to ensure that all transmissions were on the up and up. What is that code word? The answer, hard hat. Once again, the answer to that question was hard hat. On to question 7. In a promotional print ad for the Winter X Games, a participant and inventor is said to have a patent for the Moto X backflip snow to snow. What is the first and last name of this athlete? Once again, question 7 of Trivia 44. That's not all, folks. In a promotional print ad for the Winter X Games, a participant and inventor is said to have a patent for the Moto X backflip snow to snow. What is the first and last name of this athlete?
That whistle is 10 o'clock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Come on, baby, it's time to rock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'm so happy I got you here.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Keeps me grinning from ear to ear.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Ooh, yeah. This feeling's killing me.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I won't stop for $1 million. Just hold me tight and don't let go. Thunder, lightning, wind and rain.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Love is bombing inside my brain.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'm so eager, I'm nearly dying.
Don't let go, don't let go.
You've been keeping your lips from mine.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
Ooh, this feeling's killing me. Well, I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
or just hold me tight and don't let go. Hound dog barking up side of the hill.
Don't let go, don't let go.
The fist dragging him through the mill.
Don't let go.
Yeah, if it wasn't for having you,
don't let go, don't let go.
I'd be barking and hollering too.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
This feeling's killing me.
Awesome.
Well, I won't stop for a million bucks.
I love you so.
I just hold me tight and don't let go. One day, baby, you'll quit me, yeah.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'll be crying and soaking wet.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
One thing, baby, I'll never stand.
Don't let go, don't let go.
You'll just kiss some other man.
Don't let go, don't let go. Ooh,
this feeling's killing me. Yeah.
Awesome.
I won't stop for a million bucks.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight. Just hold me tight. Hold me tight.
We're in the middle of a question 7 and a promotional print ad for the Winter X Games. A participant and inventor is said to have a patent for the Moto X backflip. Snow to snow. What is the first and last name of this athlete?
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain, where the rain is shone by love. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, where the rain is shone by love.
Phones down. That is the end of question 7 and a promotional print ad for the Winter X Games. A participant and inventor is said to have a patent for the Moto X backflip snow to snow. What is the first and last name of this athlete? The answer, Mike Metzger. Once again, the answer is Mike Metzger. On to the last question, question 8 of hour 15. A longtime multi-talented actress, although actually born in Kentucky in 1898, is memorialized on her mausoleum as being born in 1901. What is the first and last name of this respected actress? Once again, question 8. A longtime multi-talented actress, although actually born in Kentucky in 1898, is memorialized on her mausoleum as being born in 1901. What is the first and last name of this respected actress? Good luck. Question 8 of Hour 15, a longtime multi-talented actress, although actually born in Kentucky in 1898, is memorialized on her mausoleum as being born in 1901. What is the first and last name of this respected actress?
Thank you.
Hands down, in the back, phones down, that is the end of question eight. A longtime multi-talented actress, although actually born in Kentucky in 1898, is memorialized on her mausoleum as being born in 1901. What is the first and last name of this respected actress? The answer, Irene Dunne. Once again, the answer to question eight of hour 15 is Irene Dunne.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good morning. With 90FM News, I'm Connor Schulzel. Officials are reminding the public that animals are not allowed into courthouses after Honolulu security screeners had to turn away a defendant's pet duck. Department of Public Safety spokeswoman Tony Schwartz says Michael Hubbard reluctantly revealed to guards that his pet was inside his bag when X-ray screeners noticed something was moving inside. Schwartz says there was also another contraband item inside the bag, a bottle of beer. Screeners told Hubbard that the duck and beer wouldn't be able to go with him into circuit court for his appointment on Monday.